From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm your host, Kennedy Vincent. Saturday mornings at 11 and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Dialogue is an exchange about culture, straight from the soul. Never wanna let me go, come little baby. Tell me what I wanna know. They say, love when they play a song on the radio. Love when we so close. Right now, you're listening to singer and songwriter Yaya Bey. She performed at Pygmalion in September of 2025, and I had the honor to sit down with her. Some voices don't just sing, they summon. They call forth the ache, the joy, the blood memory in all of us. And Yaya Bey is one of those voices. A poet, a daughter of diaspora, a curator of the quiet, and tender moments that make up Black girlhood and grown womanhood. Yaya Bey's work blends R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and raw spoken word. But beyond genre, it's truth music. Unapologetic, intimate, political, and soft. Her latest project is not just an album. It's a mirror, a prayer, and a process. Today, I'm honored to be joined by the incomparable Yaya Bey, whose words don't just speak to us, they sit with us.
Yaya, it is great to meet you today.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
So first, I just want to say congratulations on your latest album, Do It Afraid. And I just want to first ask you, what are you afraid of? What did you have to do while you were afraid?
Make an album. Honestly, I don't know. When I was making the album, it didn't. There's just so much going on in the world. There was so much going on in my life. It didn't feel like an easy thing to do. It wasn't an easy thing to do. This whole album, probably even touring, has not been easy. So, you know, making the album.
Yeah. Your Do It Afraid, your album, is really a raw testament to the journey. Like you've said, it's really a reflection of life. You're rapping, you're singing about love, hurt, all of your future dreams. And you have this seamlessly woven together, just slow melodic beats with really like jazzy instrumentals and of course R&B, and it just feels like this slow honey just kind of coming all together. Sometimes I feel like when I listen to the album, it also feels like you're just walking down the streets of New York during golden hour, maybe the DMV. What more did you have to say coming off the last album in 2024 Tenfold, that you had, you just gave us this gift of Do It Afraid, and it feels like this nudge?
I think I was just trying to encourage myself. Tenfold was hard. Like that era was hard. I was really like, I wasn't meshing with the label I was on. I wasn't happy with the way people in press were talking about me or talking about the work that I was doing. It felt like I was being reduced to my trauma, I guess, or, you know, my dad died during that time. So it felt like everything was just being reduced to that. And so Tenfold felt, I mean, Do It Afraid, it felt like I didn't know if I was gonna make it out of the Tenfold muck of it all. Like, I felt like that era was very like mucky, and it didn't feel like I was gonna get the opportunity to come out of it. So I was just trying to talk myself through it on the album, I guess.
So after kind of coming out of that muck, or just slowly walking yourself through the process, where would you say you are now as an artist?
I feel encouraged. I think going on this tour has been helpful to just be able to like see people and interact with people and it's been like eye-opening. I feel encouraged to keep going, you know.
You are in the lineage of Kelly Price and Donny Hathaway, who use a mirror to their feelings and just share it with the world unapologetically. Tell us about the emotional architecture of this album and what is this piece of work that you have revealed to us?
I think every album I make, I'm just making music about wherever I am in life. I don't even know that I'm thinking too much beyond that. I'm just trying to express the moment that I'm in. You know, like, you kind of evolve, and I live such a fast-paced life, especially now, that I feel like I'm a new version of myself, like, every 6 months, you know? Yeah, so I'm just writing about that, what I'm experiencing, how things are changing me, that kind of thing. Yeah.
In April of 2024, Yaya Bey performed at NPR Tiny Desk. This is her song, On the Pisces Moon.
Do you love me like I love you, baby? Is your heart just still as pure as it was before? Me like I want you, baby, 'cause I never change my mind, I still adore everything about you, your head down to your toes. Oh, how you could be so perfect, God could only know, but I know that I want more, that I want one thing about it, two things for certain. Is ours for the taking, the love is ours for the making, and I want more, and I want more, and I want more, and I want more. Say, I was real deep in my feelings, baby, please don't hurt my feelings. Every star's in the sky tonight, I hope that makes it right. See, I'm brave enough to love ya, I'm brave enough to trust ya, 'cause I've been hurt so many times, but there's something about tonight, and I want more, and I want more, and I want more.
I kind of wanted to pick your brain about just embracing creation while you're still afraid, while you're kind of like trembling through it, and what that process may look like for you.
Creating is the easiest part for me. Like, that's the safest place I have, because it's like a place that I've made that's all my own. Like, when I'm writing songs, like, it's soothing. That is my safe place. Putting the music out is when it gets like scary, when it gets hard. And dealing with all the other people, you know, the labels and the PR firms and this and that, and you know, then it gets hard. But when it's just me writing, it's, you know, that's fine. Yeah,
it's effortless. Yeah, there are so many standout tracks on your album: Dream Girl, Real Yearners Unite. But I really love in your song Breakthrough, it really hits different. We live in a time of just fakes and phonies and fraudulent people who really take advantage of you. And how do you know when to snatch back your magic, when it's being tested or taken advantage of?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I find out the hard way. Especially in the scenario that I'm talking about in that song, I like found out the hard way. And I kind of, like, my back was against the wall in that scenario, and it was just like, wait a minute, like, I've gotten myself through worse than this, like, because sometimes you're in a situations where people think, sometimes people think they gifted your gift to you. And it's like, you only got here, you only know me because you recognized that I had a gift. Like, I attracted you to me. And, like, you're not the only thing I've ever attracted in my life. Like, other things will come to me because this is my gift. Like, some people, especially in the music industry, like, people, they think your gift is theirs. It was like, no, I have this gift, whether I work with you or not, whether I'm broke, whether I have a lot of money, even if no one knows my name, like, this was mine all the time. So that's where I'm coming from with that, like, just remembering, like, I think also, we are kind of trained that, like, our gift is only validated if it garners us some notoriety or some money, or, but it's like, no matter what, you are who you are, you know, you have a light, and your light is yours regardless, you know.
How do you know just to continue to harness your light and know and remember that you are worthy and your gift is worthy too?
For me, I write songs, right? Like, I can't stop. When things are going my way, when things aren't going my way, when, you know, when it's hard times, the thing that I do isn't really contingent upon any circumstance, which lets me know, like, I am who I am. I was going to be this regardless. And if that's the case, then no one can take that from me, because I'm not doing it from, there's no conditions on it. It's something that I am who I am unconditionally. Therefore, yeah, like, it's mine, you know. I think that's the thing. You just have to know what's yours, and if it's yours, it can't be taken from you. So, you know, yeah.
In recent conversations, you named capitalism and misogyny as forces that you are pushing through. How do Tenfold and now Do It Afraid really reflect that liberation arc, and how you kind of translate that through your art as well?
The capitalism part is rough because, I mean, I feel like in some ways I'm having breakthroughs in the sense that I, especially on this tour, I'm learning that I don't necessarily need institutions and corporations to connect with people. You know, and the music industry has changed so much, even since I've been around, you know, and that's not very long, that the music industry is not what it was even 5 years ago. And in some ways that makes it harder, and in some ways it makes it easier, because you can just go straight to the listener, and these corporations don't get to define you. And to be honest, they never did. It was always an illusion, and it was always like ways to control you. On the other end of things, I mean, we are quite literally in like an oligarchy, and the rich are running the world, and running the world like one big corporation, and we're all on like a hamster wheel trying to survive and work, and I don't think any of us are defeating capitalism in that way, especially in the middle of a recession. It's like no one can escape work and labor and the exploitation of their labor. But you can be vocal about it, and you can vocalize your disdain. You know, I mean, I think it's important to like have rage about it, express the rage that you feel about it. And yeah, I don't know right in this moment how we are going to like defeat you know, the thing, but I continue to make music about it, you know.
How does it feel taking your new album and all of your beautiful work that you've done thus far on the road into cities you may have been, or you have been or you have not been, and just kind of bringing forth this ritual and reclamation to your audiences, to your fans?
It's been really like unbelievable. At first, the first two shows were rough because I'm just tired, and honestly wasn't feeling up to being on the road. Like, it just felt impossible to do. And some nights it still feels that way, but the response from people is unbelievable. And I feel grateful, and it makes me want to keep doing it, you know. I think, again, it's just everyone's overworked. I mean, not just me. I think that's just the entire country, the entire world. We were just overworked. So, and I'm just grateful that people are in a recession buying tickets to a show. Is like, how, I mean, you don't owe me that, you know? So I'm grateful, and just do the best I can. Yeah.
Yaya Bey, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, where you been at? I spin a block, boo. Oh, where my friend at? I know you coming and going. I know you running from places and still don't know where you going. You trying hard just to hide it, but still them feelings be showing. We damn near die to grow old. That's why them old heads be knowing. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Back when my daddy loved my mama and he thought I'd be a son.
Dialogue is produced by Ariel Raveny and myself, Kennedy Vincent. Our news and public affairs director is Reginald Hardwick, and production assistance by Steve Mork. Dialogue is a part of Illinois Soul and Illinois Public Media.
I ain't never seen a woman who ain't put up a fight, but if the timing ain't right, is it still worth a try? 'Cause when